Some big news out of the United States relating to Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and Matt Bevin is all over it, as you would expect. I'll leave it to you, Matt.
G'day, Hamish. Yes, Robert Mueller has broken his 2-year silence and given a statement in his own voice about his 2-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and whether the president committed obstruction of justice. Before I bring you Mueller's voice, though, I want to give you a bit of background. A Republican congressman from Michigan named Justin Amash has made a name for himself over the last few weeks after he became the first Republican to come out in favour of impeaching President Trump. Amash says it's impossible to read the Mueller report and not come to the conclusion that Mueller is saying the president almost certainly committed obstruction of justice. He says that his colleagues on the Republican side who have read the report say the same thing.
My colleagues tell me all the time, in fact, you wouldn't believe how many phone conversations I had or conversations in person with colleagues. By the way, a lot of them think I'm right about the Mueller report, but they just won't say it. There are a lot of the Republicans. And what they'll say to me is, Justin, you know, going out publicly with that, you know, the Democrats will never support you.
By that, he means that coming out for impeaching the president won't be popular with Republican voters. He says it doesn't matter, and that once you actually read the report, you come to one conclusion, and that is that impeachment proceedings must begin. The message he is driving home is that you should read the report. And overnight, when he took to the podium at the Department of Justice, that was what Robert Mueller was saying too.
Now, I have not spoken publicly during our investigation. I'm speaking out today because our investigation is complete. The Attorney General has made the report on our investigation largely public. We are formally closing the Special Counsel's office, and as well, I'm resigning from the Department of Justice to return to private life. I'll make a few remarks about the results of our work. But beyond these few remarks, it is important that the office's written work speak for itself.
Mueller then went on to spend 8 minutes summarising the findings of the report. He did not say anything that you cannot read in the report, but he did make sure that he made a few very clear statements.
The first volume of the report details numerous efforts emanating from Russia to influence the election. This volume includes a discussion of the Trump campaign's response to this activity, as well as our conclusion that there was insufficient evidence to charge a broader conspiracy.
He's saying unequivocally that Russians interfered in the 2016 election and that something needs to be done about that before it happens again. But the more significant part of what he said, for President Trump at least, concerns obstruction of justice. Since the Mueller report was completed, President Trump and his friends on Fox News have been saying repeatedly that it completely exonerates him of obstruction of justice.
There was nothing there. There was no obstruction. There was no collusion. There was all this was a craziness for nothing.
And so now you have the president right. Who's been totally exonerated and totally vindicated.
This was a complete and full exoneration.
No Russia collusion. No obstruction.
There's no obstruction.
There was no obstruction.
If they had a case for obstruction, yeah. Mueller would have referred that.
He knew there was no obstruction
Volume
of justice.
Two. So here's the bottom line. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction.
So they're all saying there was no obstruction of justice, and the evidence that there was no obstruction of justice is that if Mueller had found some, he would have charged the president with it. Mueller overnight has specifically and clearly said that that is not the case.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. The introduction to the Volume 2 of our report explains that decision. It explains that under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
So what effect will that have? Well, on Fox News, it looks like it'll have no effect at all.
But I think both sides are going to take what they want from this statement.
Yep.
You're going to have the president rightfully saying, no collusion, no obstruction, I'm exonerated, let's move on.
Mueller has said that he will not be talking more about this matter.
Now, I hope and expect this to be the only time that I will speak to you in this manner. I am making that decision myself. No one has told me whether I can or should testify or speak further about this matter. There has been discussion about an appearance before Congress. Any testimony from this office would not go beyond our report.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, who has been calling for Mueller to testify before Congress, was asked whether he would continue to try to get Mueller to appear before his committee.
Mr. Mueller told us a lot of what we need to hear today.
But the thing is, the report does speak for itself. It says that there is a lot of evidence of the president potentially committing obstruction of justice, and that it's up to Congress to decide what to do about that. Democrats in Congress still haven't decided whether they will use this to begin impeachment proceedings against the president. Hamish.
Matt, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.
It is 7 minutes to 7.